Maxine, M-A-X-I-N-E, Areola, A-R-E-O-L-A, 83054. That's a 70-year-old woman currently on hospice with unspecified severe protein calorie malnutrition, period. In the paragraph, patient was seen today for a face-to-face evaluation with her help, with the help of Shawana, S-C-H-W-A-N-A, who is her provider, period. In the paragraph, she tells me that she's in severe pain. She has issues with anxiety and seizures, period. As a matter of fact, she had a seizure just two nights ago and since then has had more pain. Shawana does not feel like patient needs had a fall or needs x-rays of any particular part of her body, period. New paragraph, patient is laying down most of the time now. She's sleeping about 12, 16 hours, which is definitely getting worse. Her appetite is quite diminished, not gaining any weight, period. She has lower extremity edema related to protein, calorie malnutrition, and low protein. She's ADL dependent. She has issues with pain, seizures, despite being on three different seizure medication, and is bowel and bladder incontinent, period. Patient has a provider for 7 hours a day every day because of the extent of her symptoms, period. She's currently on lisinopril to control her blood pressure, and Keppra and Topamax and Meropex to control her seizures, period. In the paragraph, Celexa is helping her depression, and the need for Zocor needs to be reevaluated given her significant weight loss. Also requires nifedipine to control her blood pressure. She's quite disabled. The nurse, the provider has placed a call to the physician regarding his pain. Her pain, the Norco is no longer helping, and she's having issues with anxiety that the sleeping medication, i.e. Restoril, is not helping, period. Given the natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. She also needs better pain medication, better anxiety medication, which was discussed with the provider and subsequently with the medical director via a copy of my notes and the call that has been placed to him by the provider. Her blood pressure today was 157 over 97, despite being on nifedipine and atenolol 50 milligrams. Provider tells me that's related to her pain and anxiety, and most of, if the pain and anxiety is controlled, she's much better and much happier as far as her blood pressure is concerned. Her OTUSAT's 96% and bradycardic secondary to beta blocker use. Thank you.